Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventure Cateers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America, tonight's episode, Down in Moonshine Holler, The Cadillac of Beans. Starring Craig Kakowski as Banjo Bindlestuff, a millionaire hobo, and Hal Lublin as his hobo mentor, Gummy. Featuring Gillian Jacobs as Romany Fairchild, James Urbaniak as her father, and Michael Hogan as the odious Mr. Money Maven. Narration by Dave Gruber Allen. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra.
Folks, we've received all your cards and letters, and now here's what you've been clamoring for. A tale from America's golden age, in which a millionaire, in his quest for love, renounces his riches and disguises himself as a hobo. What man cannot relate to that? Only a man who has never loved. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you Down in Moonshine Holler.
Gather round all you hobos and hear my tale. Of riches to rags town, cars to rails. Fell for a woman, didn't know what to call her. She was the princess of Moonshine Holler.
Beautiful princess of Moonshine Holler.
Life in a bindle, cast his fate to the wind. The New Haven Central was his only friend. Changed his name, now it ain't worth a dollar. His cup overfloweth in a moonshine holler.
Heaven on earth called Moonshine Holler.
Hobo princess there awaits, where the brakeman flags the lonesome freights. The trail of rails he was born to follow, he'll be her prince in Moonshine Holler.
Keep a man up in Moonshine Holler.
I'll meet you, brother, up in Moonshine Holler.
Woo-hoo.
Where should we look for my fair hobo princess today, Gummy?
I understand she's been seen west of the Mississippi, Banjo.
Then that is where we should go, old friend. Is that a westbound train, I hear?
Apple pie! It's our lucky day! Westwards, here we come!
On the way, my hobo princess!
Ah, the rough lullaby of the rail. 'Tis many a bowing soul have fallen asleep to her lowing land shanty, and so have our heroes, Banjo, Bindlestuff, and his mentor, Gummy. Dreams of vagrant Parises and boysenberry pies cooling on the great windowsill in the sky are suddenly dispelled when the train screeches, as trains do, to a sudden halt.
What's going on, Gummy?
There's two ways to find out, and I'll do the hobo one of them. I'll stick my head outside the window to wake up and figure out our happenstance concurrently. Whoa! A fellow up ahead has demanded a toll on this here train.
A toll on a train? Curious.
Now listen, as your mentor, I got to tell you, we hobos don't say curious. Even Curious Pete don't say it, and he is it. But he says, in the parlance of us folks, the following.
Was a
apple pie! Now I shudder with fright to inform you that the fella doing the tolling was none but my most fearsome enemy, the Hobo Dracula! Get your garlic out of your socks! This here's why come I told you to always keep a garlic in your socks!
Gummy, there's no such thing as the Hobo Dracula.
You kill that to Stacy Buckets! Minding her own business, stealing a pie from off a windy sill, when boom! A hobo Dracula come up and Dracula's out of blood!
Colonel Patchy Pants averred that Stacy Buckets sneezed herself to death outside a pepper factory.
Well, maybe I was thinking about someone else. Stacy Pockets? Is that a person?
Gummy, do you see that fire over yonder? Look behind it, to the woman warming her hands. So fair, such a striking chin, her hairline, so regal. Could that be the hobo princess?
It could be.
Do you think, could we have arrived unknowingly in Moonshine Holler? Could this be the home of my hobo princess?
There's only one way to find out, and it is the hobo way. Go and see. I'm a garlic in my neck, just in case.
Hi, I'm Banjo, and this is Gummy. Is this Moonshine Holler? I have this fingerless glove. Is it yours?
Hey, tell her about Alexander the Great.
Oh, Alexander the Great, not the one from history, but the Emperor of the Hobos.
There's the one from history?
Promise me the hand of his daughter, the Hobo Princess, if only I could find it. That I'd know her because this glove would fit only her.
Oh, I'm not the person you seek. So sorry.
My daughter and I are no tramps, sirs. We're citizens of this town, between domiciles at the moment.
I apologize for my assumption, but you certainly have the accoutrement of vagabondry. The fire, the can of beans.
Oh, I'd love some beans. Let me handle this, Banjo. Sir, You mean to say that you two have been traversing this nation of ours, Caboosley, for precisely 0 years?
That's correct.
Well, then I got seniority. That's the hobo law. Do not force me to take this up with the hobo legislature.
But we're glad to share our beans. Please help yourself.
Gimme! What do you say, Banjo?
A big hobo thank you for me and my friend.
May I ask you a question?
Let her ask. That is the hobo way.
It's no different than the regular person way.
You know, it ain't what you put in your bindle. It's how it affixes to your stick.
Aren't you Jasper Manor Lodge, heir to the Manor Lodge fortune?
Whoa!
What? No. What, me? No, Jasper you, Manor Lodge.
She built the you.
Clearly not. I mean, Jasper,
he's like tall.
Do I look like a millionaire? I speak like a hobo. I dress like a hobo. I address people in the hobo fashion. That is crazy.
Oh, okay. Well, I read about your disappearance in the newspapers. Why are you wearing twine for a belt? Why associate with this Bezneldick?
Bezneldick?
Please, I'm not whom you suspect. I'm merely a penniless vagabond, riding the rattlers across Obohemia, searching for my one true love, the hobo princess, in a place called Moonshine Holler.
Oh, my mistake. I'm so very sorry. My eyes are playing tricks on me due to exacerbated homelessness.
Close one, Banj.
You bear such a striking resemblance to this non-hobo, yes, millionaire who may have aided us in our travails.
About which travails do you speak?
The entire town has fallen under the coal black boot heel of the odious Mr. Money Maven.
Miss, I can't hear that name.
Money Maven, she said!
Oh, I did it again.
Oh, my father and I are no longer welcome in our own home.
And your mother?
Dead.
Killed by Mr. Money Maven.
No cholera.
Brung on by the odious Money Maven.
No!
Why, if this Money Maven were here, I'd take my bindle to his noggin. A pow! And then, while he's reeling from my bindle, I'd stump his foot and steal his pie. That'd cook his beans.
Oh, shush! Here he comes!
Ah, the Fairchild! And they've convened a pair of grubby companions.
The Hobo Dracula!
Don't let the pallid complexion and black cape fool you, Gummy.
Get out your garlics, everyone! Protect your jugglers, and while you're at it, your cartoid arteries! You see, the hobo Dracula, he don't care where the blood's coming to or going from your heart when he dracles it.
Mr. Money Maven, have you not taken all that you desire? My father and I have no more for you, and he is ill besides.
Cholera.
Such accusing looks is not as if I gave this man the frambesia.
It is by your accounting that we are out of home, away from proper care.
Well, at least you got your help.
Oh, cholera.
This is the Mr. Money Maven who has vultured your township?
Vultured, such an ugly word.
You have wealth and power, sir, but what you do not have is the right to take the very roofs from over people's scots.
The men and women of this town, bean canners all, were too deficient to pay their rents and leases. What you call wanton vulturing, I call foreclosure and eviction, both standard practices.
And if she could pay her rent?
But I can't pay my rent.
Oh, but you must pay your rent.
You actually must pay your rent.
But I can't pay my rent.
And when you do not pay your rent, I take your house. And when your father cannot pay the lease upon his bean factory, I take that as well.
But I can't pay the lease.
No, but you must pay your lease.
Yeah, you really should pay the
lease. Wait. All right. Let's all hold on. Did you say bean factory?
Yes, we produce the beans, red kidney beans you've been enjoying. It's an old family recipe.
Kidney beans? That's the Cadillac of beans.
The factory and the homes are mine until the proverbial piper is paid.
You monster.
Monster? Far from it. I have offered respite to this family upon the condition that this one, the girl one, become my wife. I'm only 60 years her senior. Would a monster offer up such respite?
He might.
I'll never marry you.
Never. Never is a very long time indeed. Let us see how your never weathers to the elements. Winter comes. Its icy embrace should change your mind and cast you quite quickly, I expect, into my own icy embrace.
I've known men like you, Mr. Money Maven. There is but one response to your tyranny.
A shift to the lower intestine.
No, Gummy. The only wherefore accepted by such men is the reproof of the almighty dollar.
But we don't have any dollars.
Shiv! 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 Shiv!
If only we knew someone with the money to relieve our debt.
I have the means to liberate these kind-hearted folk who so generously share their beans.
But you can't, Banjo! You can't!
To do so would be to risk losing my hobo princess. For a millionaire deserves not her fleeing heart. But what other way to help Miss Romany Fairchild and her poor father?
The other way! The hobo way! Use your noodle, and the answer will come to you! What do you say?
I say I'll do it the hobo way.
Apple pie!
My mendicant brain has been gathering steam. I believe that money is our answer.
But we have none, unless you are Jasper Manor Lodge.
Which you ain't, right, Ben?
Right, right, clearly not Jasper Manor Lodge. I am indeed bereft of money, but what I am rich with is a vagrant's cunning cleverness.
What's the broom beneath that pork pie hat of yours, Banjo?
Well, Gummy, do you recall when Miss Fairchild referred to you as a Bezneldik?
Yes, I did.
I do remember that.
Bezneldik is Russian for hobo or tramp.
Well, it's just a word I learned from my poor departed mother.
Romany's mother was an immigrant to our fair country from another. Russia.
And, Gummy, do you recall when Mr. Fairchild described the red kidney bean factory he once owned? An old family recipe, you spake?
Well, my wife's family. Cholera.
Yes, and, of course. Then there's the reason I first took you for the hobo princess. Your chin and hairline are indicative of royalty.
Royalty?
Royalty?
Royalty! You see, Romany Fairchild is none but...
the hobo Dracula!
No.
Royalty?
Yes! Romany Fairchild is none but the vanished Anastasia Romanoff, daughter of slaughtered Tsar Nicholas II.
What?
What? No.
Maybe!
Did your mother did, or did your mother not, flee St. Petersburg with Rasputin's own footmen yipping at her heels?
I believe she mentioned something about that. Right before she died.
Cholera.
Cholera, yes. It is well known that the Tsar's wife, Alexandra Fyodorovna, was fond of her handmaiden's recipe for red kidney beans. That servant was your mother, Miss Fairchild.
Is it true, Father?
Well, I don't know. Your mother had you before we met, and I never asked after your heritage. It was none of my business. But, maybe the scrap of paper holds the answer she left it for me. I mean, it's just a series of numbers on ordinary paper. Slipped my mind till now, you see. Do you think it might be significant?
I'm no expert, but that is definitely a bank number. And it ends with 56, so it holds at least $4 million.
That can't be true.
It might be true.
It is completely true. What do you think, Miss Fairchild, or should I say Grand Duchess Nikolaevna? Now that you're able to pay the rent, shall you?
I shall pay the rent, Mr. Money Maven. I shall pay everyone's rent and their leases.
No! I am ruined! Ruined! Except for all of the money I am about to receive!
You saved us, Banjo Bindlestuff. For your act of kindness, I shall kiss your sooty cheek. Oh, well. It's a little wet.
gummy. No? Okay. Are you sure? Okay.
Won't you stay and eat a fine meal with us, Mr. Bindlestuff? Who knows where that meal might lead? There's something about you, sir, that tells me we could, as they say in the tallest tales, live happily ever after.
A tempting offer, madam. But I hear that protracted rattler heaving its way from your station, and I know I must again ride the rails in search of my hobo princess.
So as that chugging locomotive sighs and whistles from another emancipated township, we bid a weary fare thee well to our wayfaring heroes. Perhaps happily ever after is in the eye of the beholder, for while the township is saved, Banjo and Gummy continue their wandering. But fear not, faithful listener, for we'll meet again, once upon a time, down in Moonshine Holler.
This has been the Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast. If you like what you've heard, please leave a comment on iTunes. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and directed by Aaron Ginsberg. Special thanks to Joel Spence, Barry Duryea, Jesse Honig, and me, Brian Stack. For show dates, photos, and more information, visit thrillingadventurehour.com. From the oral tradition to the oral tradition, one of the many fine distinctions available from the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.